Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. We had a very interesting conversation last night. We were doing a talk or a presentation to a group, and there was a recurring theme as we were going through various strategies and ideas.
Yeah.
And the recurring theme was, why has nobody ever told me about this, right? And there was a series of things that had come up. You know, we were talking about one aspect of trusts and you know, how come my accountants never brought this up? And then we were talking about other aspects, and how come my lawyers never brought this up? And there was a recurring theme of, how come nobody's ever told me about this stuff?
And we hear that quite a bit, because when you bring out an idea or a strategy or an approach to handling not only how to grow your wealth with investments and so forth, but also how to minimize on tax and get all the objectives you're trying to achieve and make a cohesive plan.
Yeah.
Whenever you bring up those types of new ideas, people always say, how come I don't know about this? Or how come no one's ever told me about this? And I think that's where one thing that what I've learned over the years, I've been doing this for now over 25 years, Dave, and I can tell you that when these types of conversations come up of the why hasn't no anybody told me that, I always ask, how are you receiving information? And it's usually siloed. And what I mean by that is your financial advising team and your tax team and your legal team don't work together usually. They're siloed. So what happens in the law firm is not going across to the accountant most of the time, unless they're working on a strategy together.
Right.
And then it doesn't go across to your financial team who's giving you advice on a different type of picture.
Right.
And so when you don't have that cohesion between those three groups and you don't have a quarterback who's handling that.
How do you get the cohesion, right? You need a quarterback.
Yeah, and I think that's where we learned over the years that it doesn't happen organically. There has to be with intent.
Right.
And so when you look at that, who's going to be the quarterback to make sure that everything else is done? And these are the questions I think people need to ask. If you're, you know, an entrepreneur growing your wealth, or you're you know, approaching retirement or living in retirement, who's going to handle the conversations with the other silos? And who's going to basically quarterback everything, which means they're going to step over their own expertise. So I'm not a tax accountant, but I step over and speak to tax accounts about tax. Mm-hmm. Rarely do we get other professions that step over and talk to us about what's happening in the portfolio so we can, that impacts the tax side. It's usually us stepping over on the tax side. And that just happens to be how it happens for us. It doesn't happen for everybody, but because our clients have chosen us to be the quarterback. So, I think what I've learned from last night's session was that, you know, people don't have a cohesion and a quarterback working for them.
Yeah, and in fairness, people don't know what questions to ask, right? And so I think one of the things that came out of that is for people to think a little bit about who do you want to be your quarterback, right? So first of all, decide, do you want a quarterback? Because a lot of people are reluctant to maybe tell their accountant all the stuff they're doing on their investments or whatever the case may be, right?
Yeah.
And so if there is a reluctance, you will create a silo. But you're gonna need to. It was interesting, I think the conclusion from many people last night was, okay, I gotta figure out who my quarterback is gonna be. And that person's gotta have a broad enough knowledge across a whole bunch of different areas to be able to at least arm me with the right questions to ask, help me find the right resources if I don't have them on my team already,
correct,
right? Where do I have to go to get that? And then work on a collaborative basis for strategy, not just tactics in a silo.
Here's what I find happens a lot with people who still work in the silo strategy. And I mean the individual client, the one who's got the wealth, who's got these objectives. So I'll paint the picture. I mentioned to the group last night that I have a family trust.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned to them that I use this family trust to distribute money to beneficiaries like my children.
Yeah.
Okay. That surprised a lot of people when I used the words tax-free to my children. And so when you're working silo and you're working with your tax professional, your legal professional, your financial professional in silos, and you're talking to one person about your family, and if it doesn't cross over to the tax side or the legal side or vice versa, whatever it may be, if you're telling, oh, you're only doing one side, you're not going to be able to get those types of strategies brought to your attention.
Right.
Because if you're only talking to your investment person about investments, and you're only talking to your tax professional about tax.
And preparing tax,
even. And preparing
never mind
tax,
even strategy.
Not strategy, just preparing tax. Even if it is a strategy, it's, I want to have strategy about my business.
Right.
Or I want to make sure, how do I, you know, if they're not working together, you're going to miss on these opportunities.
Yeah.
And one thing I've learned about Canadians in general, they don't like overpaying in taxes.
Okay. Is there anybody in the world, just curious?
I haven't surveyed the entire world.
Okay.
But I know this about Canadians.
Okay, good.
Okay. Yeah. Some might want to pay some more taxes. I haven't met them yet. But the idea behind this is that we do not want to pay more than we have to.
Right.
I think as Canadians, we kind of agree that we have to pay some tax. In other countries, they want to pay zero.
Right.
And Canadians a little bit more. You know, I know we have to pay a little bit.
Yeah. So there's some amount that we have to pay. Yeah. But you're right. Listen, whether we want to or don't want to, we live in this country. Tax is a part of the equation, whether you're an entrepreneur and working or whether you're retired. Okay. It's always going to be part of the equation. And you do have to actively manage that. And then one of the other things we talked about, and let me throw this in, because you've got to get professional advice in all these things, because we were talking about layers, right? There's no one strategy fits all.
Yeah.
Right? There's often different strategies given different assets, and it's layers of strategy, right? Strategy isn't one thing. It's a series of things that are combined in a way that makes sense for that individual family. And so the conversation was interesting, right? So, you know, people put up their hands and yes, I've done this and that, this didn't work out, but it worked out for this person over here. Well, what's the difference there? And that's where the nuance of having that quarterback that can look across multi-disciplines to make sure that we're exploring and educating on all of the different options that could ultimately become part of the strategy.
I think if you are a person who is transitioning to or living in retirement, you've accumulated some wealth, you're paying taxes, mm-hmm. you have family, you are wanting to make sure you're cared for properly in the way you want to be cared for as you age, you have a business, you know, these issues that come up, if you have these things in your life, you cannot go through your journey in life working with silos, because you will miss opportunities.
Right. The other concept that came up we talked about was advocacy last night,
yes.
Right? And we had a lot of conversation around that. And part of that is sometimes, I'm going to say this culturally as Canadians, we just kind of accept what we're given.
Yeah.
And I think generally people would accept that we need to be better advocates for ourselves. Ask some questions, right? If I go into my doctor, okay, I'm not expected, I don't expect to be a doctor, nor do I expect my doctor to think I'm a doctor. So I can ask the dumb questions because I'm not supposed to know this stuff.
Correct.
Right? So I think people hold back sometimes on that advocacy role because they feel, I'm going to appear dumb or that sounds dumb. It's not. Right? I think it's important that you seek people whose opinion you trust across whatever spot you're in and engage them at a level that you're a novice. This is the expert. I need to know from you what I should be asking, what I should be looking at.
Yeah, and I think that's where the next step of your decision-making process is not only getting the information and the advice, but advocating for yourself. And I think that's an important piece when you are learning how to be an advocate, you're learning how to take things in your own hands to get the results you're looking for.
Right.
And one way to be an advocate is in arming yourself with the right information.
Right.
And we're going to prepare for you the right information on how to protect, how to bulletproof that retirement, how to provide income for the rest of your life through your retirement at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, January 20th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You do need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Okay, well, I want to thank you on behalf of Faisal and myself, Dave. Thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on QR Calgary. And if this segment, any of our past segments are of interest to you, you can always go to morethanmoneyradio.com and look at our archives for all of the content there. Thanks for joining us today.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmally are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmally do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.